from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, great to be with you on this Thursday morning. Eagles with a preseason game tonight right here on WIP. And, of course, the Phils start up a new series. Help me remember. This one's against
Nationals.
Ah. We're going to win 3 or 4. Oh, yeah. Things are good. All right. Let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. We actually had two questions, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Whether you want gas or electric, Armin has an Equinox for you. Armin's offering great savings on all Equinoxes. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. First poll question, should the Eagles play Jalen Hurts in tonight's preseason game? Yes or no? Obviously, you can weigh in on the phone lines on that one. Second poll question, you can certainly weigh in on the phone lines with this one as well. Which Eagles position battle intrigues you the most? And some of these position battles have a number of players battling for them. So, a cornerback. Here's the only thing we really know about corner. Darius Slay is starting. I'm not talking about tonight. I'm talking about week one. Like, otherwise,
we also know that Kelee Ringo has been really doing amazing things. I think precocious things, yep, ahead of schedule, yep, things. We also know Isaiah Rodgers.
Yeah.
He's way better than I thought he was going to be.
And you have two rookies.
And Quinion's been great.
Right.
And Cooper DeJean's back.
And we know
and Cooper DeJean back as of yesterday. Right. And he was the one that I was like really the most intrigued and excited about. Look, Quinion has been way better than I expected him
to
be in terms of fluidity and anticipation.
Good.
And understanding what he's looking at.
Yep.
Man, this guy is going to be good.
Good. And, of course, you got Avonte Maddox and currently healthy. And, you know, historically, when he's healthy, he's pretty good. So, all right. So, corners,
great,
intriguing.
Very great.
Choice B, linebackers. Everything that represents within the starters and the backups,
man,
and potentially Trott,
we're
Jr.
inside.
And
inside linebacker.
Yeah, that's right. I should have written inside. But, yeah, inside linebackers.
I think people get it.
I think they get it. C is right guard. It's probably the least intriguing. It looks like it's just Mekhi Becton. And D is third wide receiver.
Know. I mean, that is what it looks like.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. And then third wide receiver. Which, all right, so all of that on the table as far as which position battle intrigues you the most. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. By the way, when you call in today, you got a shot to win a really cool prize, and it's a pair of tickets to the Eagles' official season kickoff watch party. It's presented by Bud Light at Lincoln Financial Field. This is happening, obviously, the first Eagles game, Friday, September 6th, when the Eagles play the Packers in Brazil. Now, you're probably not going to be in Brazil. You're probably going to be in the Philadelphia area. You can be at the Link. Like, you can be at the Link to watch this game. They're going to have these huge LED screens on the field. So it's not like you're just looking at, like, you know, what we'd call in Philly's world, Fanavision. You know, Jumbotron. Like, you're looking at, like, they're going to have TVs on the field. So, obviously, they're going to be massive TVs with great sight lines for everyone to see them. And you can experience the game from the Link. That's really cool. All right, so how do you win that prize? Well, you give us a great answer today at 215-592-9494 to this question. Who or what, in your opinion, did you expect more from? Now, why am I posing that question? Because Jennifer Lawrence turns 34 years old today. First off, I was shocked to find out she's only 34. Second off, she's very accomplished, and I'm a Jennifer Lawrence fan. Happy birthday, Jennifer Lawrence. But if I'm being real, if I'm keeping it real, I got to...
Didn't you hate Silver Linings Playbook so much that you stopped watching it?
Correct. But I like the Hunger...
You turned it off.
But I like the Hunger Games, and I respect... And that was probably 14, 15 years ago. Like, she was like, whatever, 18, 19, 20. I'm watching the Hunger Games, and I'm thinking, this young lady is probably going to be the biggest female movie star in the world in the next 20 years. Like, and she's going to own it for a while. And while she's very accomplished, I don't think she's that. And so again, like, someone can be really good, but still not have lived up to what you expected.
Yeah.
15 years ago, I thought she was going to be Tom Cruise. She's not. Okay, that's fine. But give us a great answer today at 215-592-9494. By the way, that's a rude way, Jans, for me to say happy birthday to her.
Very rude. Yeah.
Hey,
very accomplished young lady as well.
What do they call her? It's not J-Lo. What do they call her?
J-Law.
J-Law. Hey, J-Law, happy birthday. And, oh, by the way, I expected more. All right. So
Beth, she's only 34.
I know, but she's an old 34. She's like
what does that mean?
Wow.
No, hold on. What does
she's
that
gorgeous.
Mean?
No. No, it's not about that. Okay. She's like Stacey Augman. Remember when it
been
felt
around
like,
for a while? Is
remember
what you're
when
saying.
Stacey Augman? It felt like he had been at UNLV for 9 years.
Yes, I think he was.
And then he was great at the NBA for just like longer. It was unbelievable. Yeah.
He was great as a freshman. He tried out the U.S. Olympic team, the whole deal, and then like anyway. All right, John. Who or what did you expect more from? Maybe they ultimately stunk. Maybe they were accomplished, but you still expected more. Give me a good answer.
Well, this is a little history lesson for you, Joe.
Okay.
Back in time, way back. You know, Jimi Hendrix covered All Along the Watchtower by Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
His bassist, Noel Redding, was getting kind of fed up at that point in time. The Jimi Hendrix Experience was three people. Jimi Hendrix, Noel Redding, the bassist, and Mitch Mitchell, the drummer. Noel Redding walked out. He said, you know what? I don't want to play with you guys anymore. So Jimmy said, well, okay, grab the bass. He played the bass on All Along the Watchtower.
This is a history lesson.
Yeah, when you hear All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix, he's singing, he's playing the lead guitar.
So you expected more from Jimi Hendrix?
He's also playing bass. No, I expected more from Noel Redding. He walked out on his band, and his band said, you know what? Doesn't matter. We got the greatest guitarist in the world. He'll just play your bass anyway.
Okay.
Noel Redding, do better.
All right, fair enough. All right, Seltzer, you know what's interesting about that answer? John wasn't even alive for it, but he expected more from that
guy.
That's
true.
You're right.
Huh. All right.
I was -4.
Seltzer, give me an answer. Who or what, and again, everyone, who or what did you expect more from?
All right, I'm going to go outside the box because I'm intrigued to leave the haymakers on the table. Billy Joel fans. I'll explain.
Billy Joel fans.
I'll explain.
My first
concert. Went to see Billy Joel last summer. Great time. And of course, you know, everyone knows Piano Man. Everyone's singing and all that.
Yep.
But as a nerd, one of the few apparently who knows every word that We Didn't Start the Fire, I thought at a Billy Joel concert, when it came on, we'd all be singing it together. And I'm turning around like, who's singing the words We Didn't Start the Fire? Me? No one! I couldn't believe it. I felt like such a nerd. I'm like, I'm the only one who knows this song at a Billy Joel concert? Disappointed.
All right, interesting.
Jimmy, did you keep it up the whole time?
Of course. Yeah. I was seeing We Didn't Start the Fire live.
Like, I like that. Rhea, give me an answer.
Another little outside the box one, Wedding Crashers. I thought that was setting up to be one of the greatest movies ever, and the last 20 minutes sucked.
The last 20 minutes were not good. I still give it very, very favorable ratings, but I agree with you, it downgrades it a bit. That's fair. All right, and some movies are like that. The beginning is better than, you know, the end ultimately. All right, who or what did you expect more from? There's certainly a lot in sports, a lot in non-sports. Give us great answers, 215-592-9494. We're also going to get to Schwarber and something he said after the game last night. Let's go to Steve calling from Cherry Hill. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys and girls.
What's up, Steve?
Long-time listener, like I called before, I'm an Uber driver, so I can't call you guys a lot. But great show. John, you are spot on. Wearing this damn red shirt, do you realize it's like throwing a catch to an end or something? It's like playing flag football.
Yeah.
Your nerves are totally different when that red shirt
is off. Steve, I want to ask you a question.
Yep.
So since you know for sure it's important for Jalen to play tonight, I'm curious if you know for sure how much he should play tonight.
I'm going to say two series is good.
And you're sure three's not necessary?
Three would be great.
Maybe four.
Should he play
five series?
You know they have a new protection scheme, right? You know that he and Cam Jurgens, it would be great for them to work out those calls in a live-action situation.
Yeah, I get that.
Just to protect Jalen, to help make sure that everything's running smoothly.
All right, go ahead, Steve.
So, I got a question for John. You were number 34, correct?
No. I was number 34 in 1987 when I was in seventh grade.
Reno Mahe had 34 and blocked Richie. And Richie offered him $1 million, and Reno said no. Right.
I got another question.
That didn't happen.
I was number 40 until I got here, and my number 40 was retired.
because Tom Brookshire had Rookie. Number 40.
There you go.
And so I became number 48.
All right. So anyway, guys, it's just so frustrating. I didn't know the Eagles were above football, but it is frustrating even to see them on the sidelines wearing street clothes. Are they above football? I must be missing something. It's just really, really frustrating seeing that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm an old school guy. I'm 62.
Well, Steve, it makes it a lot more boring, but I will say, Steve, these guys do go through a training camp, and no one's going to convince me today that the six plays – or in your case, two series that you're advocating really make much, if any, of a difference. And Steve, right. You can get injured. I mean, the Vikings have already lost their starting quarterback. I mean, he's already lost for the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they can lose him in practice.
They can, but you know,
very rare.
It's pretty rare. I don't know. All right, Steve, give me a great answer. Who or what did you expect more from?
Andrew.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good luck.
That's a good answer. Wow.
Really good.
Yeah, he was a hell
of
a player.
Really good answer.
That's a great answer. Andrew Luck. Look, this is going to be a sliding scale situation today because some of the people said are going to be accomplished, but you expected more.
He was supposed to be maybe the greatest of all time.
Best, you know, since when Elway came is out, what they said. Yeah.
It was. He's right coming neck out. And neck.
Yeah.
Coming out. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Coming out of college with some of the greatest quarterbacks who have ever played.
Yeah.
And it was like that direct correlation to Elway. You know, both the same school and everything. And he really was that good.
Yeah, he beat Peyton Manning in a playoff game, I think in like his second or third year. And it's like, wow, this guy.
And it was like affirmation and then just injuries.
You know what would have been interesting? He would have been right now, I mean, we could look it up, at probably 31, 32. Like, it would be him and Mahomes right now. Like, they'd be your two best quarterbacks, and then the Lamars and everyone else would be after that. But, like, this should have been Patrick Mahomes around 27 and Andrew Luck around 32, 33 right now. But he just walked away. Yeah, that's a good answer. 215-592-9494. Speaking of answers, Kyle Schwarber gave us an answer after the game last night about his mindset. Before we play that, let's listen to, you know, I got to hear the home run again. I mean, I've got to hear Kyle Schwarber hitting a grand slam. Let's go to the television version with Tom McCarthy on the call.
Two balls and one strike. Bases are loaded. Swing and a fly ball deep to left field. Going back is Stowers. Back to the wall. Gone! Grand slam! Kyle Schwarber! The seventh of his career. And the Phillies take.
What a big time moment. Listen to the crowd, John. What a big time moment last night.
Solidly hit ball. Yeah. I mean, this is, the bases are loaded. He's just doing what he can to get the bat on that thing and ends up going opposite field with this. Just barely over the fence.
Yeah.
It was such a beautiful approach that paid off.
So the left-handed hitter that hits the ball to left center field for a homer, I mean, the most famous, obviously, in Philly history is Bryce Harper. Now, I think Bryce's went further, if I remember, than Schwarber's last night.
It did. Schwarber's just got out. Bryce's went, you know, 5-6 rows
totally.
Back.
Totally. But that's always, I mean, Tomey would do that. Like, that was a Jim Tomey classic. He could, I guess it's almost like inside out it a little bit or something. You see guys try to do that in
it's
Fenway.
It's the real power, guys, when they, like, because he didn't even look like he hit that ball that well.
No. You know who had it the other way, James? A right hand? Piazza would hit a million.
Oh, dude, he would have bombs.
He
the
would
other
hit
way.
A million home runs
bombs
to right center field.
Way.
It was yeah. it was unbelievable. Right, so,
but didn't Topper talked about it a little bit after the game? Even like, hey, when we're going and going opposite with it as a
he
team,
did talk about that.
Oh, I think that's
when
absolutely
we're going
true.
Well, and yeah, to a man, it does feel that way. Like, hey, he's got to get going. Oh, look, Bryce, he's hitting it to opposite field. I feel pretty good that he's going to get it going.
So
now.
Let me
tell
you,
they're not trying
Schwarber,
to pull everything.
Let me
yeah.
opposite field. Oh, I feel good. Right. Like we're right there. These guys are getting it going now.
Do you guys remember a couple years ago, fantasy camp, when I was?
How could we forget, Jeff?
Terrible at baseball.
I was struggling. All
and
right,
unable
I was,
to run.
All right, Milt Thompson, who was my manager, his advice was try to hit it to the second baseman. Meaning, like, I'm not actually going to hit it to the second baseman because I'm not good enough. But if, but if you try to aim it that way, maybe you'll go up the middle. Like, his point, maybe you will go to right center field. Like, his point was, I was trying to crank it. I'm a right-handed hitter. I was trying to crank it to left field, and I'm pulling off, right? And like, it was a garbage at bat. And he's like, no, Joe, stay in the box. Try to go that way. You know, right center field. And it does make a difference to just try to hone in sometimes.
Oh, really?
And
it worked?
Yeah, I forget which year, but both years I started getting a little better there. No, Milt, I do remember his advice really quickly did help me. I do remember that. And obviously, John, you're right. Rob Thompson did talk last night. I mean, that's a big – and look, Bohm is maybe the best on the team at going the other way. Look, JT last night had a hit down the right field line.
Yeah.
You know, it's an important part of baseball. All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.